Hey, you got the morning show. That's Hilltop Hoods with Laced Up. Now we're going to talk sewage and wastewater, my favourite topic. Not really, but we've never done an explainer before, which is what we've got here. This is an explainer, and it's on our website, but I'm going to read some of it out. I might be responding too much to the fuss on Facebook, and there's a lot of moaners and methods on there complaining about the sewage. Let's just get some facts. I'd like to have some facts. One thing I've got to say before we get into it is there's the Waikato District Council and the Waikato Regional Council. Regular listeners hear me constantly trying to clarify this. The District Council is the one that runs our sewage works. The Regional Council is their job to monitor water quality. So, keep that in mind. So, first question. I've heard there's currently raw sewage going into the harbour. Is there? Well, no. There is not. The word sewage has been incorrectly. Now, incorrectly used in social media and in the Waikato Times, somewhat amusingly, the correct word for what is coming out of the pipe is treated wastewater. We've had sewage go into the harbour and the raw sewage into the harbour in the past, but the big thing that's been a fuss about is what's coming out of the pipe from the sewage works, or the wastewater works, probably the council would prefer me to call it. Waikato Times came and interviewed a local resident who's been misusing those words as well, which is causing a little bit of might cause some increased concern. There is no sewage out there, but the Waikato Times, interesting story actually, I've heard the inside word on this. They wrote the article, they sent it to the comms department at Waikato District Council, who said, no, you've got some things wrong in there. They printed it anyway, or published it anyway, and Waikato Times went back to them and forced them to change some of the words in it. I don't know what level of force was applied, but they did make a correction, which they did with a little note at the bottom. They did it very subtly, didn't want to draw attention to the fact, but they Waikato Times did get it wrong in that regard. So there's no sewage. Does it mean we've got a problem? Well, yes, it still does mean there's a problem. Waikato District Council admits their plant has failed to meet the consent limits in what they call total suspended solids and E. coli count. And this is due to the plant being under pressure from flow and design capability. That's their words. And another clarification, there's a claim on Facebook that council is violating the discharge fecal matter limits of the consent. No, that's another case of the words, wrong words being used. This has been a problem throughout this, the wrong words. What they are exceeding is the fecal coliform count. The coliform is the bacteria that's present in feces for all warm-blooded animals, probably in our gut actually, I'm guessing. And so there's no fecal matter, because that's poo. There's no fecal matter coming out of the pipe, but there are a little bit too much of the fecal coliform bacteria, and they're an indicator for illness causing bacteria. So you don't, like E. coli, you don't want too much of that. And so, okay, that's good. There's no fecal matter coming out of the pipe, but have we still got a problem? Yes, we do. As we said, they're still exceeding some of those measurements, but by how much? My question was by how much? And because someone on Facebook was saying they've been exceeding it every month for 2 years. And you start to get really complicated when you look at their measuring systems and things like that. And at the bottom of this article, I've given all that detail. But for now, let me just quote the Waikato Regional Council, who have been monitoring the water quality, and they're the ones who tick off the District Council when they get things wrong. They say the wastewater treatment plant is operating within compliance limits for all contaminants of concern except for fecal coliforms and total suspended solids. Fecal coliforms only marginally exceeded one of two limits during recent times, and it's the result of algae growth in the wastewater ponds rather than ineffective treatment of raw wastewater. It's still not what you want, but I think we need to focus on the marginal thing there, and I can't remember the name of the measurement they used, but it was supposed to be at 42 things per thing. Sorry, I don't remember. So we're going to say things per thing because I don't remember exactly what those were. It's supposed to be at 42. It's been measured at 43 and 44, so that is marginally over. So while it's not good, I don't feel like that's an emergency, but that's just my opinion. You may have a different one. They say they are maintaining a close watch on the site and may take further action if the assessment of risk changes or the treatment quality degrades. Okay. So, yeah, we have had raw sewage. It wasn't that recent, though. It was 2016 was the last time that we had raw sewage. And it was due to heavy rainfall events flooding through the system, causing overflows from the manhole lids or access lids, choose your term, that were down near the water. And, yeah, raw sewage was going into the harbour. And we were having to close the harbour. Lately, you've seen signs out there. warn you that there's treated wastewater coming to the incoming tide. That's not the same as closing the harbour. It's just a thing for your information so you can decide for yourself. And council's been accused of trying to hide the dangers of swimming by the wastewater outlet. Yes, that's been claimed online. Are they trying to hide it? I don't think so, because they've got a sign. You have to walk past the sign to get from where you park your car to go swim at that point. So they've had signs there for I don't know how long, telling people not to swim or collect shellfish where the wastewater, treated wastewater, comes out. So I don't think that's a sign of them hiding things. The other thing we also want to say is that's not a safe place to swim anyway. If you're swimming there while the tide's on the move, you're going to get sent either deep into the harbour or way out to sea. So, yeah, better to find somewhere else, I think, all up. So were there actually problems last year? People have been hearing there were problems last year. Yes, there were real problems last year. District Council on Water Care did let us down. They accidentally pumped treated wastewater to go during the incoming tide. And it's only supposed to go on the outgoing tide, or if the heavy rainfall overflows the system and they're in danger of actually the ponds overflowing, then they can pump treated wastewater on the incoming tide. That wasn't happened. It happened because of a technical fault, and it happened five times. Well, there were two technical faults leading to five pumpings, and they thought they'd fixed it, and then they had another problem. And then after that, there was a third problem in December. So while we think Water Care have been doing a better job than when the council itself was running things in-house, that's not a good look. That's not good. I think the confidence is lower. One thing about Water Care, though, because of the government's changes to all the legislation around the Three Waters, they're going back up to Auckland. They're going to stop in a couple of years, stop running our district council stuff. So the focus is no point focusing on Water Care. The real problem, so here's the thing, right? The real problem for me, this is the real problem I'm about to talk about here. We've got marginally exceeding the limits for the treated wastewater. But there were some tests done around October last year in the harbour near the museum and by the boat ramp across the way there. And there were some alarmingly high E. coli tests. They still don't know. As far as I know, I haven't heard. They still don't know what the cause of that was. So when I see alarmingly high, like way over... They have, you know, here's your green band for this is okay, your yellow band for we need to watch this, and your red band for something needs to be done. And it was way past the red band limit. So district council did do a survey of the underground pipes, didn't find anything they thought could be the cause. Dennis Amor from the community board said, hey, there's old pipes that we used to play in when we were kids. Are those still there? Disused pipes. Can we check them? So last I heard, they were going to do that. So that's actually a real problem, that is. That's where all our little kids swim around that area, and there's some alarming results coming through, and no one really knows why. Yeah. Now, there have been some silly claims on Facebook, like that council's refusing to prove the current situation is safe because they know that the risk of getting a staph infection at this location is high. I've seen people get really wound up with these comments, and they're not based on any facts at all. Drawing a really long bow was the council's polite way of saying that. If you're going to make claims like that and you're serious, you need to produce some evidence. And if you want evidence for the quality of the water in our area, the area there's the LAWA website, Land Aotearoa. What does the W stand for? Air, water, and Land, air, water, Aotearoa. So councils are regularly supplying test data. And we get test data for out on the points and near Papahua on the inlet there on a monthly basis always. And they do have times when they say you shouldn't be swimming. And it's usually related to when there's been floods and there's a lot of toxic materials coming off the farms and off our streets in town. We can't just point the finger at the farms that haven't done riparian management in our harbour. Stuff coming off the streets not very good either. If you see anyone talking about staph infections and stuff like that, say, where's your evidence? Because we don't want to be wasting our time chasing up an issue where there isn't a big, big problem. Back to the Waikato Times. A local resident was quoted in the Waikato Times as saying, Waikato District Council and Water Care have refused to disclose in real time when the pipe is actively pumping effluent into our coastal waters. So effluent's another word that you can get things confused with. Let's just stick with treated wastewater. So the conditions of the consent are, and they are public information, that they can discharge from half an hour before high tide, so that's during the slack tide, what they call the slack tide, and they've been accused several times in the last few months of getting it wrong, but they haven't. They can check their records. I've seen photos of people saying, look, they're pumping on the wrong tide and it's going into the harbour. But we've seen other videos of when they did get it wrong and it looked very different. So there haven't been any more problems this year, this summer, even though people think there have been. There's been a suggestion of installing a red warning light every time it pumps. Council thinks this, I think they think this is a silly idea. Judging from some of the comments I've heard, and they're just not going to do it. And we think here at the station, we think that red flashing lights, usually for imminent emergencies, and this is why you shouldn't be swimming by the wastewater outlet, it's not really an imminent emergency. If raw sewage was being pumped, yeah, sure, a red warning light, but that's not what's being pumped. So many things. This article is very long. Land-based treatment system. Regular listeners know that they're working on a land-based treatment system at the moment, and really regular listeners will have heard us talking about that they are actually building a new treatment station at the moment. MBR reactor membrane is what M stands for. I don't really know the details. Councillor Lisa Thompson has said she's observed council staff washing their hands and the treated wastewater at the Merimeri wastewater station where they've installed the first of these. So it's a higher quality, and it does bring into doubt whether we actually need to worry any more about having a land-based disposal system, because it's going to be super expensive, is what I'm hearing. I haven't got any numbers for you, but we may not like the idea of the cost of getting that sorted. So yeah, at the moment they are working on it. It's not great, it really isn't great, and the council has been letting us down for a long time, but at the moment there are real things happening to sort these problems out. And maybe we could think about other things in our community. Actually, I tell you what, something that the scientists are saying, eCoast, Shaw Mead and the guys at eCoast, pointing out that there are many other things. They call it a death by a thousand cuts for water quality in the harbour. There's many things causing these problems. And the fact that even though we've got great riparian management in our harbour and done fantastic things and brought the fish back, there's still a lot more work to be done. And there's the stuff coming off the streets in town as well. And as we know from some tests done last year, we've got some extremely high E. coli count tests in from the start of summer. We have no idea what caused them just yet. So, yeah, there's some real issues about water quality. We're focusing on things like putting red flashing lights at the wastewater pipe when we've got bigger fish to fry, I would say, on that. All right, enough talk from me. That went on a bit, didn't it? Droning on the radio. This is Morhi, Come On Home. Don't forget, we're talking arts after 9:30. You might squeeze in another Meraki track as well after this.